Hebrew, or means light. Cam means camera. It's a very small light camera that attaches onto a pair of glasses. But the OrCam is only made up of two different parts. We have the head unit, which basically has a smart camera. The camera, if you watch high-def TV, that's 1 megapixel. This camera is 8 megapixel, which means it can take multiple pictures in a few seconds. It's less than an inch long, it's less than a couple of ounces, and at the end of the headpiece, it actually has a speaker that goes in front of your ear. And they changed the speaker from bone conduction to this because people with hearing aids were having problems hearing. So the speaker goes in front of your ear. You can wear hearing aids, whether it's the kind that goes in your ear or behind your ear. And then there's a wire that connects it to the base unit. They did that on purpose. They did that because people with low vision or people who are blind have problems finding things. And if you have two parts of something, they felt at that point they wanted to keep it together with the wire. Okay, so the base unit is around the size of an eyeglass case. And in the base unit is the computer and the battery. So the people that made OrCam realized the majority of people don't have a lot of skills when they aren't used to something, and not everybody uses cell phones. So they made it to have 3 buttons. 1 button is for volume, 1 button is for power that turns it on and off, and the other button is a trigger button, which is one of the ways we can activate the camera. I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to plug an external speaker in so you can hear what it's saying. And it takes 30 to 45 seconds to heat up and start up. It makes some beeps, and then a lady talks. But what we do is we mount it onto a pair of glasses. It cannot be a pair of those flexible glasses that you can bend back and forth on a pair of glasses that have very thin wire frames. It has to have something to grip on, and it goes on the right side of your glasses. And we put a clamp on that. It's just a small metal clamp. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to put them on the glasses. From the time I said that till now, I just snapped them on the glasses. So it goes on quickly. And what we do is anything that we want to read, we hold it in front of our eyes. I'm going to check the volume first.
Volume max.
What I wanted to read, I'm going to hold just around 10 to 12 inches in front of my nose and my eyes. The camera is next to my glasses. So if I look up, the camera's looking up. If I look down, the camera's looking down. So what you wanted to read, we hold it in front.
What is OrCam? OrCam is an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are visually impaired. OrCam gives independence.
When OrCam was created, it was created for people with low vision, people that could see that there was writing on a page. But since it came out, people who are blind are using it. We have people now who are dyslexic, who see letters backwards. They're using it. And people who learn more by hearing. Some people read, they can't process what they're reading. They're now using OrCam. So they've made it 3 ways to activate the camera. One way is to push the trigger button on the base, just like an old Kodak Instamatic camera. You push the button and it took a picture. The other thing it does, it reads your fingernail. It reads your finger bed. So if I hold something in front, I can use my finger and point right up towards the ceiling.
Individual attention. Complimentary one-on-one training session. Each OrCam device is hand-delivered by a certified OrCam trainer who will teach you how to use your new device.
I'm gonna stop that.
So when you say it uses your finger, mm-hmm. does it track with your finger? Or
it's just a trigger for the camera. So to trigger the camera, you can push the trigger button, you can point to what you're reading, and you're sort of pointing towards the ceiling in front of the words or the text,
right.
And that triggers the camera. And the other way is just by tapping the unit. Some people have arthritis and they can't extend their fingers. Some people have cerebral palsy and they can't.
You tap the unit, are you talking about the base or the piece that goes on the eyeglass temple?
You're tapping the base unit. I'm going to just put this in front. I'm going to tap it once.
Oh, easy to use. All you have to do is point. Or cam responds to simple gestures, making it easy to use, whether it's to read. Find an item or recognize a face or product.
Does it autofocus, like for something like this?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't autofocus, but because it's 8 megapixel, it takes a lot of pictures and reads things that are... What we do with people who are totally blind, if people get this, we sit down and we do a training and we teach you how to use it. We end up showing you how to center something. If you're looking at a book or something, put the center of it at your nose and bring it out around 10 inches. And then instead of pointing, we use a trigger button for most people who are blind. And the camera we work with to find out what's the angle to hold it at. Okay, and then it ends up doing that. How many times do you pick something up, but it could be upside down? That happens a lot. One of the things OrCam does, I'm taking a picture.
The text seems upside down to read it. Rotate the page and try again.
Okay, which is great. I have a tremor. I don't know if anyone else's their hands tremor. I've had a bunch of cancer treatments, so if my hand shakes, it'll say text seems blurry. Please hold steady. So all I have to do is hold two hands to keep it steady, or maybe I use a book stand. It also is able to recognize money. I'm holding a dollar bill in front.
$1.
In my wallet, things are not organized. So I have a $5 bill that's backwards and upside down, okay? Because that's how it comes out.
$5.
And it's able to read that. Then there's something called product recognition. I have a degenerative corneal condition, and I have these really big scleral lenses that suction up to the whites of my eyes. They're great, they let me see and drive, but when I take them out, I can't see things. I can see the outlines of people, I can see the outlines of products, but I can't always read what they are. So in my cabinet, I'm 58, I grew up with rice-a-roni, San Francisco treat. I have no clue if it's chicken, if it's beef, or rice pilaf. I can tell by the shape of it and the shake that it's my rice-a-roni. So what we do is we can put the product into the computer.
Rice-a-roni chicken?
That's in my voice. Yeah. So I programmed it into the computer. If I just let the OrCam read it, it would say rice-a-roni chicken, the San Francisco treat, chicken flavor, rice vermicelli, chicken broth, herbs, down to the ounces. I don't care. I just want to know, is it beef or chicken? If you think of a tube of toothpaste, it's the same size as Bengay or Preparation H. If you don't want to be reading all these and you don't want to be brushing your teeth with something we don't want to brush our teeth with, you program it into the computer, and we do that by taking 3 pictures. You point at it and it'll tell you what it is. What it's doing when we program it into the computer, we take 3 pictures of it at different angles, but because this is 8 megapixel, it's really taking many, many pictures. And it's doing it according to what the box is, the color, the landscape, and everything on it, the graphics.
Would it be able to read the instructions on the box?
It can read it, or can, at this point, does not do abbreviations. So teaspoon, TSP, will come out. Once you do this enough, you know that she's saying 2 teaspoons of butter. So I'm going to hold the back of the box, and I'm going to see what happens.
Text seems... All text is too small. Try to hold it closer.
It does work because I've used it before, so...
D in a large skillet. Combine rice, vermicelli mix, and euromargarine or butter. Saute over medium heat until vermicelli is golden brown, stirring frequently. 2. Slowly stir in water and special seasonings. Bring to a boil. 3. Cover and reduce heat to low.
So then it continues. It can read nutrition facts and some of the ingredients. It takes some time to get used to some of what they say or don't say. It does not pick up logos. So the Orcam logo looks like an I. So she'll say, oh, Orcam. It does not pick up handwriting. So when you think of handwriting, you think of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's logo is written in script on the side of the bottle. So it's not going to be able to read that, but we can program that into the computer so you point to the Coke and it knows it's Coke. People
can
use
distinguish diet from regular?
If you're programming it in, you can program it in whatever you want it to say. You can say diet or diet soda or diet Coke or regular Coke. If the word diet is printed in regular fonts, it'll read it. It does not read italics or really fancy calligraphy. So if you're reading a menu, but it's a fancy restaurant with curlicues, it's not going to be able to do that.
Well, how does it deal with round things versus flat?
Yeah, a lot of times with the round things, that's when we use the product recognition. The product recognition has room for 100 to 150 products or faces. So for Progresso soup, you can probably get Progresso soup, you can probably get the kind of soup. If you're blind, depends once again on your vision. If you have some vision that you know that this is the angle to hold it at, this is where the writing is, it would probably be able to read it. But if you're blind and you're not sure what side of it, then you would want to program it into the computer. Prescription bottles, it's able to read, once again, it's round, so it's harder for it to read something round. The couple of things that we tell people not to use Orcam for, one is prescription bottles because it's medication and this is a man-made machine. Something else is legal documents. If you're going to your lawyer and you're having a trust written up, can this read it? Yes. But should you put your faith in something like this? No. You have a family member or a friend at the lawyer with you. Advice whether or not this is what you should use. I've had prescription bottles that it reads accurately, and I've had some that it's jumbled because the prescription name is long and it's on a curved bottle. And if you try to program that in, all prescription bottles look the same. It's just a difference of some numbers. Usually we say don't try it on that.
When you say programming it into the computer, can you describe what that process
absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. All you do, and I'll do it a different way, it's almost the same thing as facial recognition.
Suspended.
We also have it go into suspend mode, so it saves the battery life. This gets charged just like
waking up. Battery is 90% charged.
So for facial recognition, I'm going to take a picture, which I put myself in yesterday, and let's see whether it does it.
One person is in front of you.
Okay, so it tells me that there's one person in front of me. So I'm going to take my husband. Bob, stand up. And if you can come up here. So for facial recognition, this is how I would put Bob into my computer. He's in my old one. He's not in this one. Okay, so I'm going to look at him and the trigger button.
Please name the person in front of you after the beep.
Bob.
Bob. Press button to confirm adding person, or press volume button to record again.
So I'm pushing
person through. Learned.
Okay, so person learned. So there's two things I can do. If Bob walks into my room and I know he's there, but I can't see his face, I can just do the trigger.
Bob.
And it tells me who he is.
What about a side angle of a person?
Usually what it does is the Orcam recognizes two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. A pug dog, you know how flat their face is? It recognizes the face of a pug dog. And as long as it has two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, if it's a side view, it's not really going to pick up the person. Bob is on what I call manual. I push a button and it'll take a picture and tell me who that person is. The other thing it can do is we can put it on an automatic, which means if someone walks into the room, walks into your line of vision, it's going to say Bob. And we can do that where it says Bob every 3 seconds, every 30 seconds, every 5 minutes. So you can set it that if he walks in front of my eyes, it'll announce that he's there.
How long does the battery last?
Recharge it just with a regular wall unit or a USB cord. I like the wall unit, it's just easier. Full battery will last 4 hours of continuous reading or 13 hours of going in and out of sleep mode. So I can set this that after 3 minutes of not using it, it'll automatically go to sleep, or I can set it for like 7 or 8 minutes and it'll go to sleep. So if you're not using it continuously, it will automatically turn itself off. Now, the batteries are not replaceable. You just recharge them like a regular cell phone one. So far, we haven't had anyone that needed no one to wake it up. You would just push the trigger button, and you push the trigger button, and it would say waking up, battery is, you know, 90% charged or something like that. The cost, the OrCam comes in two different configurations. The first one is called Mind Reader. Mind Reader only reads. So it can read books, it can read pamphlets, it can read newspapers. It does take a little time to figure out how to get your way through a newspaper, and that's what we go and train you for. It can read text on a phone, it can read emails, it can read a computer screen. That's called Mind Reader. That's $2,500. And that comes with a 1-year warranty on the software. The other one, the only difference between what it looks like than the one I have here is a different color button. The other one, this one is called My Eye. It's $3,500. And it has a 2-year warranty on software and hardware. Any updates that they make is covered by the warranty. After the 2 years, it's only been on the market for a little over a year. Okay. So I'm not sure totally what they're doing after the 2 years, but that's something, last time I asked, you can get a 3-year warranty for, I think it's $150 for that year if you wanted to do that. It was updated in August. What they did was they call people a couple of months after you have it. What needs to be changed? What do you wish it could do? So some of the things were, somebody said, instead of stopping it, just have it to be able to pause. So if you're reading, there's a way we can pause it. So it's not totally stopping the reading, but it's pausing it until you take care of that phone call or the person at the door. Mm. You can also back it up now by punctuation marks. So if you want to back it up to the previous sentence or the sentence before that, you can do that. You can also fast forward it. One of the things that people wanted it to do was be able to stop reading without having to push one of these buttons. So now when it's reading, if you open your hand, you take your hand in front of your face and you open your fingers like a stop sign and you put that towards what you're reading, it'll recognize that as a stop motion and it'll stop. They also have made it, and I'll see if I can do it. It doesn't always work for me. It'll work for Bob because he has bigger hands than I do. It recognizes your knuckles. It'll tell you the time and also the day of the week. So if I take my wrist in front of me where my knuckles are and sort of find that text seems blurry. I have no text on my hand. But if it recognizes knuckles, usually the men work a lot easier with that. It reads the knuckles and it tells you the time of day. If this is something that somebody purchases, we end up bringing it to you usually 2 weeks later, and we spend around 2 hours with you for a training session. We usually ask you to have a friend or a relative there because there's a lot of information there for you to learn, and this way it's always great having someone else find it also.
Can you save the stuff you read?
No. The only things that it saves at this point are the products and faces, and it can save between 100 to 150 products and faces.
What's the memory capacity?
Memory capacity, that I don't know. Whenever they have an update, they send you a small SD card in the mail with directions, and the bottom of this comes off with like a paper clip, and you just push, and the old SD comes out, and then you put the new one in, and then you just plug it in to charge it. And they give you an envelope to return the SD cards. If someone can't do it, they call me because I cover New England, and I'll come out and do it for the person. Their headquarters are in Israel.
In the U.S.?
Yeah, in the U.S. We have headquarters in London. We have headquarters in New York. Anything that is shipped comes from New York. We also have a support number that you can call if you are having difficulty. And because we have people manning the support line in Israel and in London and in New York, it's really covered a lot of the hours.
You mentioned low vision people using this, and my curiosity would be about the glasses. Do people have their own prescriptions?
The only problem that we have, or it's the criteria, I guess, is that the side, the leg or the arm, whichever you want to call, of the glasses is thick enough that you can get it on to hold on. So I'm going to take this off. Bob's going to bring you back, and you can feel how thick it is. It doesn't have to be real thick, it just has to be able to grasp onto it. There's two different ways of ordering it. You can do it with a credit card, and you can either put $1,000 down and then make 6 equal payments for 6 months with no interest, or they are having a special over the holiday season that there's no down payment. But for the My Eye, it's $149 a month for 28 months or $99 a month for people that would rather do that.